Log Talk Radio.
Episode of Blog Talk Radio and Believers in Christ. We just want to start off with a word of prayer. Father God, we just want to say thank you again for waking us up another glorious morning. Forgive us for our sins. We ask for forgiveness and just protect us throughout the week, the day, the hour, and everything that we do, Father. We're not perfect, but we continue to repent and change and do your will and not our will. So we just want to say thank you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We continue to walk the righteous path that you want us to walk. And give us prayer. And we give you praise and prayer in the name of Yeshua. Amen. How is everybody doing on this good new year? I'm sorry, y'all. I haven't been back with y'all in a while. It's been a nice little long bit. It's been a weird end of the year, but I, you know, just still maintain and keep myself focused. I really apologize for, you know, a lot of things I'm keeping in tune and what's going on, but hey, I'm here. It's a new year, 2015. It's a lot of things getting revealed this year. This is the crunch time of it, you know. The prophecies is getting fulfilled, and it's time for us people who believe in Christ to stand tall on this word and continue to walk this path. So, again, I apologize again to keep y'all in tune to what's going on. I've just been very, very busy in the process of moving. Things have been happening, but, you know, still maintain, stay focused on everything that needs to be taught in this gospel. So if you're listening, if you're a new viewer or anything, we just want to tell you about this show. This show is with love to give you a better understanding on Christ, forget everything else about what, you know, I can go on, but this is the best understanding you're going to get. And, you know, listening to great people like Perry Stone, Bill Winston, Pastor Price, this list is, you know, there's a lot of evangelists and pastors that give you that proper understanding, Chuck Mishler, and these people give you a better revelation, too. So, and your local pastors and stuff like that. So, but, you know, all churches ain't good. And all churches ain't bad, but only the Father can reveal to you to which one to go to and do. So I just want to say amen to that. There's a lot. There's a lot I want to discuss. I'm only having 15 minutes, but I just want to give y'all a rough draft of what's going to happen, what's going on, and how, you know, in tune and how much more, you know, how we're going to touch bases with a lot of things and what's happening. You know, because, again, I always repeat this, but I want people to understand the church age is about over with. Now it's Jesus said, I'm separating my sheep from the goat. And if you're with him, you're with him. If you're not, you're not. And Satan's not playing. His time is coming, and he's getting worse. But the only thing that's going to protect you is that blood of Christ. Nothing else, not no money, not your parents, not your mom, not your dad, your sister, your brother, nothing. What's happening right now is spiritual, very spiritual. And if you're not spiritually in tune, you can be doomed. I mean, I don't know how to say it because this is a call alert. We're not living in the past right now. The Bible's revealing itself today, and he's giving us the heads up. He's giving it to people, insight, all kind of things. So us as Christians, we have to stay in tune, or true believers. You know, it's not always just the church, just people that just goes out and wins the loss and everything. Pray for Israel right now. People are understanding that Israel is a very important part of this word. Pray for Israel and Jerusalem right now. Pray for the people who are in caves and trying to get this gospel out, who were Muslims and then they found Christ and changed in their life. Those people are trying to kill them in other countries and in China and everywhere else. Pray for those people. Pray for those. I mean, these times right now are very important. Very important. And it's who you can rile up to come to Christ. You know, if you pray 3 times a day, try to make it 5. You know what I mean? We have to be spiritually in tune because we can easily stray away of what's going on, okay, to find out what's important. You know, and I'm telling myself this too as well. You see what I mean? If you know somebody or anything like that, don't force it to them. You show them the love of Christ. You just explain to them what's going on and things like that.
Awesome.
You know, but we're going to have fun while we do it. I know it looks terrible outside, but I'm telling you, Jesus said none of this stuff will not even come near you if you believe on him. So this year is coming up. It's going to get worse. But us, we're going to stand out like a sore thumb. And I'm just praying for others. It's all about others, too. But what's happening right now to this day, there's a lot going on, a whole bunch. You know, these world leaders are coming against Israel. The United States is declining in a sense. It's just getting worse all over. The only thing that's going to deliver you is through Jesus. So we have to understand that, okay? So just put effort into what's important. Put effort into what's right, because these scriptures, this word is life. When you read this Bible, it's like giving fresh air to your lungs. It's life. You keep reading it. Jesus is still alive. He's still alive and well and everything. The key is about helping the next person, okay? I know you got to go to work, take the kids to football practice and stuff like that, but in between time, just try. Just show some kind of effort in Christ, because I don't want y'all to get sick or someone gets sick and then something happens and then you want to pray to the Father. No, do it now. As we pray, we can do it together. Call in if you need prayer. For anyone that you know needs prayer, this message is just for you if you're listening. It's not a coincidence if you're just up and listening to this message. Have to understand into what's going on. These things are getting revealed right in front of us. So hold on. My brother's going to call in. He's calling in. He's going to share a few points with us. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, Charles.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, how you doing, man?
Yeah, how you doing, man, today?
I'm good. I was just telling the viewers, you know, that we slacked off, you know, and we've been busy throughout the whole time in the course of what's going on and everything, and I'm just telling the viewers to be looking forward to a whole new, you know, a whole new page of what the Father he's revealing to us and things like that, so we're going to be more in tune with the viewers and everything like that because, I promise them I'm trying to talk to them at least 15 minutes every morning or something. You know what I mean? So I'm just explaining to them that what's going on and how much in tune we have to stay in with the Father, you know, because it's getting worse outside. You know, the world leaders is coming against, you know, Christianity, the Jews, and Israel and things like that. So if you have some points or anything to come, you know, to throw on there, that'd be great. You know, we only got like 5 minutes, but I just gave everybody a rough draft of what's going on and what we need to start doing us as Christians or true believers in Christ to pay attention to these signs and what sets us away from any demonic force that tries to come against us. You know, praying of the blood of Jesus on us, repenting, trying to do more of the God's will, not your will, and things like that. So, you got anything to say with that?
Oh, yeah. Actually, coming into this new year is going to be, it's going to be different. There's, like you said, there's a lot of things coming on God's time clock that we need to be aware of. Primarily, you know, what's happening. the red blood moons coming up in April, and actually in September, and then then the eclipse of the sun. So we'll see probably within the next couple of months a lot of major activity in those areas. So we just need to be prepared.
Right. Totally agree with you. I'll get some together. But can you hear me?
Yep.
But and again, I was discussing a few things about, with the Father and trying to stay out of our wills and do our will of the Father and how He'll protect you. You know what I mean? And spiritually, mentally, and physically. You know what I mean? In both, in all areas. And like you said, with the blood moons is coming, and it's pretty bad. You know what I mean? And like you said, the Bible says is that, He has to do this at a certain time because even His elect is going to be, remember we discussed that before, even the elect will be confused, even God's elect. So, hello?
Yep, you're right.
Oh,
There's a lot of deception out there, and you have to be really in tune with God and even the Holy Spirit to show you, typically what's going on. And a lot of that is, general in a sense, reading the Bible. And trying to get an understanding of what God needs to think. The major thing is, as it relates to Christians, is understanding God's time cycle and what it really means, to bring people in Christ as we are in this during this church age, but we're seeing a transition back towards Israel. As stated in, Daniel 9, the 70 weeks or the 490 years, that has to do with Israel. But right now we're in the time period of the church age in which we're glorifying Christ, but we're getting really close to His return and His imminent return, right? And so the thing is that until He returns, we need to understand what's over the horizon, because we're starting to see a lot of these things happen, and not to get confused. And it's all outlined in the Bible. It gives comfort to understand what's coming. But you're right. We need to be prepared.
Right. And that's what I mainly share, and it's not like, and what other thing, I don't want people to come off like it is going to be disaster while everything happens. So Jesus just makes a simple statement: don't worry about it. It's supposed to happen, but if you're with me, this is going to pass you. So you're not even going to see any of it. You're going to see it, but you're not going to be a part of it. You're not going to be a part of any of it. So that's one thing want people to understand. It's like, oh, no, it's not a cry for help. Help, help, help. No, it's not like that. These things and the events, the ways of the world are getting worse. And God can't stop that. Well, I'm not saying God can't stop doing anything, but He's allowing it to happen. So He's letting man get, how can I say it, a taste of His own. He's going to let it happen. And then things is just going to come out and just get worse. But meantime, his focus is going to go right back to Israel, and Jesus is going to return. I mean, there's a lot more that's happening. This temple has to be built and everything like that. So one thing I just want to share that is that if you're a Christian and you're not familiar with Israel, get to know Israel. Get to know Jerusalem. If you ever want to know anything that's what's going on in the world, you have to go back and look at Israel. You have to look at the what's going on, the events, and what the Jews are doing. Now, if you're not big on it, that's okay. But eventually you're going to have to get it because it's going to get revealed later. So that's just one thing us as, you know, again, most Christians don't study enough. Charles, you've revealed a lot to me. The Father has revealed a lot to me. And what's important and what's going on over there in Israel just as well. But the whole key is Christ. The whole substance is Christ. But if you really want to get in tune, just pay attention. Pray for Israel. Pray for, you know, everything around yourself. Pray for Israel as well. So, and that's one thing I just wanted to share too. Is there anything else you want to share, man, before we go? Because we already went over our time limit, so...
No, just be alert. Understand what's going on. You know, do your own investigation as it relates to what's going on in this world. Not only the news, it's hard to get a lot of information from the news, but doing web searches, see what's going on in Israel, see what's going on in Syria, actually our government as well. It gives you a lot of insight.
Right, that's perfect. So just mainly, like how you said, just be alert, see what's going on, and do the search for yourself. Don't try to get your own understanding from it. It's already understood. We're already, truth has already been established with God and everything else. So just want to share that with y'all and just hopefully it gets revealed and, you know, you can change someone else's life. Because it's not always about you, it's always about the next person. So just stay in tune. Hopefully we might have another show today or maybe tomorrow, and we'll just give you more insight, more understanding on this gospel because it's getting revealed today. So that's pretty much it, and just keep happy new year. I'm glad everyone made it. If you're listening to this message, it's already, you know, it's a blessing in itself already, and just want to keep giving y'all the good gospel. You know, it's a whole new year, but it's going to get worse, but it's going to get better for us, you know. So just pray for others as well as you do yourself and love each other. Reach one and teach one, y'all. Is there anything else you want to say, Charles?
No, I think that's good. Just continue to search for God and Christ. And try to let your light shine so that people can see your good works, so that God can be glorified, as Matthew states. And yeah, that's wonderful. Happy New Year.
Okay, that's wonderful, man. Just want to lead out in prayer. Father God, I just want to say thank you again for waking us up another glorious morning. And as we close out this short discussion. And anything, and you said two amongst that you're in the presence, Father. We just want to say thank you, Father, and keep continuing to walk the righteous path that you want us to walk. Have the Holy Spirit guide us, show us, and tune us, Father. We don't want to be lost out here, because without you, Father, this whole entire world is just damned without you, Father. So we just continue to walk and ask for your forgiveness and have the blood of Jesus on us. And just continue. So in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, amen.
Amen. And I also wanted to thank you, Donald, for allowing me to give food to the homeless last Monday, I believe. That was a really good experience.
Oh, right.
I really enjoyed myself. That was a really good experience. Very good. Very
and we're
going to
be doing a lot that we're going to do a lot more like that this year. Trust me.
Yeah, that's really good. Okay.
Cool.
I pray everyone too as well. Be safe and have a wonderful, blessed week. Until
cool.
Next time.
Amen.
Take care. Amen.
Amen.